Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It is Friday, December the 18th, as I record this, 1 week until Christmas Day. And I don't know about you, but I think many people that I encounter are a little uncertain of what Christmas is going to look like this year. They're uncertain of what it should look like. There's hesitation. There's restrictions. There's all kinds of information being passed around that makes us question what we ought to do. But the good news is Christmas is really about celebrating Jesus. It's something that we have not only the ability, but I think the responsibility to do every day that we live. And while it's fun to have special days to commemorate things like Christmas, the birth of Jesus, the resurrection that we celebrate around Easter time, it's so many things that we set aside days so we don't forget. But what do those days do for our life the rest of the year? That's what I want to talk about a little bit this morning. As we go through, continue through this devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home. The very heart of this book was written with the idea that as Christians, we long for heaven. We long for that eternal home. And so I went through the Bible and looked at various scriptures that talk specifically about heaven or the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. And decide what it would happen if we would live more like kingdom citizens now. If we would take those principles, Jesus said we should pray that God's kingdom come, His will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. And so if these are characteristics that the Bible says exemplify heaven, then perhaps God's kingdom would come and His will would be done here on earth a little more accurately if we were to live that way. And today's specific topic is a home of influence. In a lot of ways, that's what these holidays, that's what these special occasions ought to be. That piece of influence that changes how we live every day. Jesus was telling parables. He says the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman mixes throughout the dough. It made me think as I read that verse and I wrote the devotion some years ago about one of my early attempts at baking. I grew up in a home where all of us kids and were encouraged and sometimes expected to help in the kitchen. My early childhood, my mom and dad baked bread and rolls and sold them at the local farmer's market. And so baking was a big part of what went on in our home every week. And one of these early occasions, I remember finding this recipe and wanting to make brownies. But there was a little bit of a problem. I wasn't familiar with all of the terminology. I was fairly young, and I came across a line that said we needed, I think it was 1/4 teaspoon. Could have been 1/4 tablespoon, but I really think it was 1/4 teaspoon. And I forget how I wrote the story in the book, but memory has a way of being a little less clear as the years go by. But 1/4 teaspoon of BP. And I looked at that, and I looked at that, and I searched through the cupboard, and I just could not, in my wildest imagination, come up with what BP stood for. And so, I decided a quarter teaspoon really wasn't that much. I could do without. It would not make a difference. How could something in that small of a quantity really be that significant in this recipe? And so, if you do any baking, you probably know the end of this story already. I made the brownies, I left out the quarter teaspoon of BP, and I ended up with this very thin, flat, hard, rock-like substance that was supposed to have been brownies. You see, BP was the baking powder, the leavening agent, the yeast, so to speak, in this story. That which was supposed to be mixed through the entire dough so that it would rise, so that it would have greater substance, so that it would not be hard and flat and rock-like. And sometimes we look at life and we forget, or we think that we're not that significant. I don't have that much to add. What difference does it make whether I'm involved in people's lives, whether I'm involved in the church family that God has placed me in, whether I'm involved in doing the things that God has surrounded me with to do? My efforts are so small, they really aren't significant. Nobody will notice. And we leave out our BP. And then we wonder why our life is so hard, so flat, so thin. Why it has no substance, why it's not desirable, why it's not what it ought to be or should be. You see, God says the kingdom of heaven is like this influence that may not seem all that large when we add it, but as we mix it through our life, it becomes so intertwined with everything that we do that there's no way to separate it. It makes life grow, and it becomes a part of life. A number of things that I've made over the years require a very technical amount of salt. The recipe will say a pinch of salt. And I have to tell you that over the years, a pinch of salt has had to have changed a little bit as my fingers have grown. And I say, I started in the kitchen early, and a pinch of salt as a 5-year-old is definitely not going to be the same as a pinch of salt as a 5-year-old minus or times 5 plus a few. Times 10 plus a few. See, my math skills have faded here on the fly. But it would be easy to think, well, it's not that much. It's not even a real measurement. It's not a consistent measurement, at least. And yet, in all of those recipes, that pinch of salt serves a purpose. And I believe when we begin to see ourselves as living in a home of influence, because Jesus lives within us, His Spirit becomes that core of influence that ought to permeate our life and change everything we do. But because of that, whether you're a pinch of salt, whether you're a quarter teaspoon of BP, whether you're 3 cups of flour, whatever it is that you're in this recipe, you matter. You're important. You influence the outcome. When God talks about the body of Christ, when He talks about the church, He describes it as a body that has all of these different parts which are necessary, that each have a function, that each has a reason for being. And that if we decide one part is unnecessary, then the whole body suffers. We become less effective than we could be. And living in a home of influence, being a home of influence, says that my part matters. Not because I'm that important, but because the kingdom of heaven is my home. Because God's presence dwells within me. Because He's given me work and purpose and value in life. Today, we have the opportunity to spread influence, to spread kingdom influence, to spread our baking powder, to spread our yeast, to spread that which causes life to be full. He shared a message this past Sunday on living life and this gift of life. And part of the text I used was the John 10:10 passage of Jesus coming to give life and life to the full. He wants to mix that influence into our life so that we expand. So that life becomes an influence on others. You see, today, perhaps it's your smile, and I know when we're all masked up, it's really difficult to even feel like smiling, let alone think it makes a difference. But when you smile and you say hello to someone or good morning, it sounds different than if you say it without a smile. Even when your smile is covered by a mask. And it may not seem like much. It may not even seem like a quarter teaspoon of BP. But it's an influence. As you share the love of Jesus, as you give this Christmas season to someone, it doesn't have to be a lot. I've said it often, and as I spend time with people, as I travel, as I teach, as I listen, I still believe that one of the greatest gifts that we could give people is one that's often overlooked because it seems so small. And that's the gift of listening. To being quiet long enough to hear their story. To determine up front that I'm not going to say anything until they're through. To give value. My speech patterns are generally very slow compared to the average American. It's rare that I'm in a group that I ever get to finish speaking a thought because it's always interrupted. There's always someone that's so eager to speak that the pauses that are a natural part of my speech pattern just get ran right through. And I can recognize that because it happens to me, and I understand even why it happens, but it has become a way of life for so many people that it doesn't take even the long pauses that are part of my speech pattern for us to interrupt others. And what would happen if you gave the gift of listening? So many times, I don't have anything to give. Well, I believe you do. And sometimes it's giving stuff, it's giving time, it's giving of yourself. But perhaps today, as you think about influence and how great of an influence a small act of kindness can have. Live as a kingdom citizen and spread the yeast, the leavening, the rising agent of God's kingdom throughout the world so that your life and the lives of others are not that thin, rock-hard substance that's useless. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've given us so many good things in life. And so many times we think we need and want those good things in an overflowing abundance, and we have to have more. Thank you today for the reminder that influence can be very small and accomplish great things. Thank you for the reminder from your word of the yeast being mixed throughout the entire mix of dough so that the entire thing rises and becomes what it ought to be. Thank you for the reminder of my experience in the BP and leaving it out and learning the hard way of the importance of even just a tiny amount. And Father, may we apply those lessons today in those times in our mind where the enemy tells us that what we have doesn't matter. It's not enough to make a difference. May we continue to give even the small gifts, because I recognize that they're not small in your eyes. They're only small in our eyes. And Father, may that which we give to others be the influence that helps them to see Jesus. Father, as we live as kingdom citizens, may we continue to grow. May we allow the influence of your Spirit in our life to fill us, to expand our life into the lives of others. Father, today I pray especially that we would learn to listen, that we would take that gift that we rarely think about, because it seems so small, it seems so insignificant, because it doesn't feel like we're doing anything. May we influence your kingdom by listening to people and valuing them and letting them know that not only do we care, but you care. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that the influence that we have in them would be a godly influence. Father, we see so clearly at times the power of influence from sources that we don't like. As young people grow up and they're bombarded with temptations and influence from wicked and evil sources at times. And sometimes just the continual subtle influence of movies and television and video games and things that are often not bad in themselves, but there's little things woven through them that gradually change the way we think. And Father, as we recognize the power of those little things, may we continue to do even the little things to influence our children to be Christ followers. That they would know through our influence and through our example and through our witness and through our love that they are valued. May we help them to be filled with the leaven of your word to rise, to have a life that's full and overflowing and abundant, a life that honors Jesus, a life that is an influence to others as well in a good and godly way. Father, help us to accurately examine the things in our life, the things that surround us that are an influence to us. And those things that we allow into our life that lead us down a path that is not good and not godly, may we separate ourselves as much as possible from those bad influences. And Father, when we're surrounded by them, may we live by the power of your Spirit. May we put on the full armor of your Spirit so that it is only the influence of your word, of your spirit, of your presence within us that has the power in our life. Father, may we recognize daily that your presence within us is greater than any of the temptations and influence this world would try to use to get us to step off track. Father, for every person today that's watching or listening to this broadcast, I pray that they would know the value they have to be your representative. That the thing that you've put within them, your spirit, the way that you've made them, that they have a purpose and value, and they too are designed to influence their world in a good and positive and godly way. And I pray that their light would shine brightly as we live in this age of darkness. Whether they view their own light as large or small, that they would know it's enough for others to see. Father, as we live today, may we learn to listen. And as we give to others this Christmas season, may we give through the influence of your Spirit. May our gifts be an influence in their life, that they would see Jesus as we lift him up. And Father, as we consider the greatest influence of all, may we constantly lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.